What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
I think that currently, well, I guess over time we've had a expression of it, and I think as we get more and more into, you know, 2018, that we as New Zealanders, so not Māori, not Pākehā, but actually New Zealanders, what does it mean for us? And so my hope is that people actually recognise the, I guess, covenant or the connection that was made way back in the day, that two people groups were coming together to work and through flourishing relationship. And that hasn't been outworked in a beautiful way. And so I think we're, as generations go, that's affected, you know, my grandparents and my parents in the way that we do Māori. I think as New Zealanders, if we can honour that and do things in a way that honours each other, then we're going to be outworking what the treaty represents.
So in terms of the day itself, do you think it, at the moment it is recognised as that sort of the day that there was a partnership, or is there still this reparations that need to be made to get to that stage?
Yeah, I don't think we know the story. I don't think the story's been told. It's not taught in schools, and if it is, we're not interested in the story. So I think the more the truth is told, the more we're going to know what Waitangi represents. And unless we're told the true story and we actually go through that process of understanding the true meaning of what it represented back then, I don't think Waitangi Day will ever be what it's supposed to be.
So obviously, at the moment, the sort of marking of the day is by the Prime Minister going to, you know, the Waitangi spot, and you know, there's that sort of ceremony, but that's sort of the real marker of the day. Do you think there should be more sort of events and just remembrance events around the country as there is for things like Anzac Day?
Yeah, well, I do think that there are events all over the country. I guess the media doesn't. I've been to Waitangi over the past 5 years on Waitangi Day, and it is nothing what the media puts it out to be. And so I think even the story that's been told on the media isn't just Jacinda turning, you know, the Prime Minister turning up and actually doing that. It's actually so much more than that. And there's markets and, you know, there's just thousands of people that are all hanging out being in New Zealand at Waitangi. And so that's a beautiful part of Waitangi. But again, it's not really something that's shown on TV.
Yeah. Going forward, do you think there should be more things like that around the country, or maybe more media representation of those things?
I think there should be more things that happen on Waitangi Day. But again, I think it just comes back to let's talk about this every day rather than just Waitangi Day.
Right.
You know, let's talk about the history. Let's talk about the story. Let's talk about what it means to for Māori to meet halfway and for non-Māori to meet halfway. I think that's what we've gotten wrong over the years. And until we meet halfway, rather than one walks a bit further, one walks, you know, doesn't walk as much to do relationship well, we're never going to get it.
Worry Week on The Wire.